you think back to 98, what's your memories of that grand final?
Yeah, and whilst I scored a try, I mean, we probably trailed that game for the most part. Wigan were certainly the better, the deserved winners, you'd have to say.
And do you remember, because obviously that was the first grand final, do you remember the build-up being, how that was with the club? Obviously Leeds hadn't won a trophy for a long, long time. Was there pressure around the group?
I wouldn't say there was pressure around the group. I don't think there was any, and look, the club had done really well. And moving on, anything that was like a sleeping giant was at Leeds had always been for many years. Yeah, we were just a group of guys that really got on with business, and we knew it was going to be a tough game because Wigan were going good, as they were. They were on the back of a decade of footy that dominated rugby league.
And you became the first player to ever score a try in the grand final in this country. Your place in history books was secured.
You're pointing that out to me now. I didn't know. As you do, you go out and you play a game of footy. I mean, as far as it being the first, I didn't pay much attention to that. It's wonderful to remember for some stuff if you've been around there and had a crack at it. But, we didn't win, so I suppose the bit of part of that was always about whether you win or lose.
That first grand final, well, it got the attention. It wasn't a sellout. It's going to be a sellout this Saturday. Grand final's got bigger and bigger over here. Could you know at that time how big the grand final would become?
Well, you know, my last year over there was 2000. And look, it was always going to be the work its way to being the number one sport rugby league showpiece. I know Wembley's in there and has a strong hold on a historical level. But the grand final, as far as finding the best of the best after you've been the minor premiership, and I know they're playing Castleford, and Darryl Powell's done an extremely good job with those boys. You've probably got two coaches that have justifiably in the final. They're probably right now in the UK Super League the best two coaches. That might have been the case for Brian McDermott last year when he got thrown into the bottom eight. But I guess Gary Hetherington will probably give himself a bit of a pat on the back. He stuck with him and believed that Brian was the guy to get them back to where they're supposed to be. And here we are, the following year later, he's back in the final. But between the two of them, I suppose they should be the one, and both English, taking that England team to the World Cup. But it's not to be, it's an Aussie.
And when you think back to your time at Castlewood, obviously the pilot was probably that Regal Trophy win at Headingley against Wigan. What are your memories of that one?
Well, I think at the time it was, we're talking about Wigan again, they were just so dominant, weren't they, in that early 90s era. So for any team to get a win on a major showpiece, well, against Wigan, because it was always against Wigan, you knew you'd done extremely well, and the boys just were on fire that day. I think we won comfortably. I think something like 32-4. I'm not sure what the scoreline was, but as it was comfortable, it was a comfortable win, and everyone was things went well for us. Bounced the ball was kind. The passes stuck. Guys like Martin Kittredge were scoring doubles. What more can you ask for?
And you know from your experience there how passionate a town Castlewood is about their rugby league team. What were the celebrations like afterwards?
I'd love to be there now to see the joy on the local community's faces. I mean, as I said, Darryl Powell has done a fantastic job since taken over from Ian Millwood. To be fair, credit to Darryl too. It was a team that wasn't in the best shape, and the clientele in there wasn't of any real huge note, and he managed to turn them around very quickly to just the vibe become minor premiers, which is, I know, a first for Castleford in its history. It's probably another first that Castleford and Leeds over the recent years anyway ever come together on a grand final. Certainly the first as far as the Old Trafford is concerned. They would be looking. Darryl would be forever loved in that town. There's no doubt about it.
And what was it like after that 94 final when you came back home to Castlewood having defeated Wigan?
Yeah, and I think that's, yeah, when I think back, and I think, you know, Castle had a couple of little sort of gleams of success. We did make the final of Wembley, but the grand final was awesome. The Regal Trophy, when we got that, you know, at the time, I think it was just more of the case that we'd beaten Wigan. And we've done it in pretty good fashion. We were probably jabby with them as best as any other team at the, around at that time. Felt like we needed something to keep our moral values high, and we found that winner. Yeah, the town was going ballistic on that night. I think my memory is it was a good night.
And when you think back to 1999 with the Challenge Cup win with Leeds, that was the first success for the club for 21 years. You must take some pride in being part of the side that started this winning culture once again at the Rhinos.
Well, again, yeah, it's one of those situations. Unfortunately, well, when at Leeds we managed to see some successes that hadn't been around for a while, and the same with Leeds. I was fortunate enough to get over there, and the boys played. We had a good team. The focus was good, and we won the Challenge Cup comfortably, I believe, in that year. And you know, we were right in a fairly good wave. The whole club, I think, at the time, and it was turned around again, which was more the start from Gary Hillington's reign.
And will you be watching the game on? Well, it'll be Sunday morning your time. You'll be watching the game.
Yeah, no, I'll definitely jump up. I have to confess, I haven't watched a lot of UK Super League this year. Caught the odd game now and then, probably more so around Castleford's media coverage. I'm guessing from a distance that he's managed to turn him into a team that play a very interesting, entertaining brand of footy. At the same rate, they're very accurate about what they do, and as a result, they're enjoying what they're doing, and they're passionate to work defensively. Whereas in Brian's case, he's got he's a big city team. Leeds has always kind of had that mentality that they are supposed to be at the top, and so as a result, they've been there for the most part of the last decade.